In the first half of the 19th century, the practice of pilgrimage fell into decline at the chapel. Fully integrated into the neighborhood at the time, the chapel was used rather as an annex to Notre Dame Church, still the only parish in the city. Moreover, many English-speaking Catholic immigrants now lived in the neighborhood, and the chapel became the cradle of that community. One of the inhabitants of the district was Jackson John Richards. Jackson John Richards was from Virginia. A Methodist itinerant minister who arrived in Montreal in 1807 with the intention of converting Catholics to the Protestant faith, he himself became a convert to Catholicism and then became a Sulpician priest. From 1885 to 1820, he was chaplain of Notre Dame de Bosco Chapel, gathering together the English-speaking Catholics of Montreal, the majority of them Irish. In 1847, the opening of St. Patrick's Basilica provided them with a place of worship large enough for their needs. You are now invited to move to the front of the chapel near the mosaic representing Bishop Ignace Bourget. When Bishop Bourget became titular bishop of the Diocese of Montreal in 1840, he deplored the fact that pilgrims had deserted the chapel. A dramatic event, however, allowed him to revive the practice of pilgrimage there. In 1847, a terrible epidemic of typhus struck Montreal. This epidemic was the sad result of the massive immigration on disease-ridden boats of the Irish fleeing the famine. Bishop Bourget, himself victim of the disease, went to Bon Secours and promised to fulfill the following three vows if the epidemic would subside: revive the practice of pilgrimage to the chapel, offer the chapel a statue of the Blessed Virgin, and commemorate the end of the epidemic by means of a votive painting. He survived the disease and, the following year, began to honor his promises. Just beside you is the statue Bishop Bourget gave to the chapel. Made in Paris, it was brought here in an impressive procession in May 1848. You are now invited to move to the back of the chapel under the choir loft and to look up. To complete his promises, Bishop Bourget commissioned a work commemorating the end of the epidemic from the painter Théophile Hamel. In this painting, the distress of the sick is striking. At the very top, the Blessed Virgin casts a benevolent regard over the sick and the sisters caring for them. In the distance, the towers of Notre Dame Church indicate that the action is taking place on the outskirts of the city, in Pointe Saint-Charles, where the sick were crammed into sheds. The three sisters represented are, from front to back, a green nun, a sister of Providence, and a religious hospitaller of St. Joseph. Close to the latter, a priest administers the sacrament of the sick to a dying person. This priest is possibly Jackson John Richards, who died as a result of contracting the disease, or Bishop Bourget, who, following the example of many other donors of votive offerings, had himself represented in the painting he was giving. To continue your visit, walk up the center aisle and sit on a bench in the middle of the chapel. Select stop number 12.